I have an unexpected appendix for you in our Chromebook series, thanks to an interesting series of tweets from Trenton. And I really appreciate Trenton sending these in, because it seems like the Chromebook with ChromeVox has some really hidden depths that are quite exciting. Last week in our Chromebook review, we looked at Android apps, and I made the comment that TalkBack doesn't exist on the Chromebook. You've got to use ChromeVox. Well, again, I need to backtrack. Trenton says to me, Chromebooks that have the Play Store on them do have TalkBack installed. Interestingly, Google does not tell you the commands for switching between the two screen readers at will, except on one page belonging to their Pixel books. Yeah, this explains why I found it very hard to get any reference to this feature at all, Trenton, so thank you. He continues, the commands are ChromeVox with A and then right bracket to switch to TalkBack mode, ChromeVox with A and then left bracket to switch to ChromeVox mode. For keyboard shortcuts and other TalkBack settings, type Android in the launcher where the option Android Preferences displays, then enter on it. Enter again on the Manage Android Preferences screen, switch to TalkBack mode, then either press Search with K for TalkBack keyboard shortcuts and to switch layouts. Search key with 0 for TalkBack screen reader settings. And Trenton continues, as for mentioning TTS voices in the Play Store, voices from Seraproc, eSpeak, RH Voice, and ETI Eloquence, if bought before it disappeared, work nicely with Chrome OS. So I will definitely go ahead and get Eloquence on my Chromebook. That's great. He confirms vocalizer voices on my Chromebook Duet. No dice here, unfortunately, with installing those. So that's good that I'm not the only one with that problem, I suppose. He says, when you pick an Android engine voice, it'll show up in the ChromeVox options screen alongside the OS-specific ones. You can use a cappella voices, though not worth it for the price. Also, they can crash at random in TalkBack mode. Wow, that is a very useful series of tweets there. Thank you so much, Trenton, for sharing that information. I appreciate you doing so. And I am now in Podcast Addict. I thought I would pick up where I finished last week, but now I've turned TalkBack on by pressing the ChromeVox key with A, followed by the right bracket key, and I'll go to the top of the screen.
Welcome to the updated TalkBack.
And there it is. We've got the updated TalkBack. I'll continue to go through the screen by pressing ChromeVox with right arrow.
Page 1 of 3. You will get simpler menus, voice control and more. You will learn about key updates and changes in the next few screens. This will take about 3 minutes. You can review this information in TalkBack settings at any time. Welcome to the updated TalkBack.
All right, it's repeating itself, so we'll go on.
Next button.
And I'll activate the next button by pressing ChromeVox with space. But remember, we are now in TalkBack.
Next button. Press Search plus space to activate.
I'm not getting any feedback that the screen has updated, but I believe it has, so I'll go to the top of the screen.
Reading controls.
Yeah, it has, and we'll move right.
Page 2 of 3. These shortcuts can help you change settings quickly, such as switching your navigation from characters to words or changing TalkBack's speech rate. Step 1. Swipe down and then up to select the next reading control. Step 2. Swipe down to move the navigation focus forwards or adjust a reading control down.
I suppose that if I had a touchscreen, this would all work. And so it may have been a mistake to buy a Chromebook without a touchscreen, although I am familiar with navigating TalkBack using the keyboard.
Try it now. Swipe down and then up.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to do that, of course.
You can also reverse either of these gestures. Swipe up and then down to select the previous reading control. Swipe up to move the navigation focus up or adjust a reading control up. You can customize your reading controls in TalkBack settings. Next button.
I'll go to the next screen.
Press finish button.
We're on the final screen. I'll go to the top of it.
More new features. Page 3 of 3. Global and local context menus, used to help you find settings and controls, are now united in a single TalkBack menu. Your existing gestures, such as swipe down and then right, will still take you to the new united menu. Now you can use your voice to control TalkBack quickly. To try it, swipe right then up. TalkBack now includes a Braille keyboard so that you can type faster with Braille. To try it, go to TalkBack settings. Finish button.
So we're right up to date with the latest TalkBack here.
Podcast Addict, Window.
Podcasts, Application Window. Open Navigation Sidebar, Button. Double tap to activate. Double tap to activate.
Now we really are definitely in TalkBack. We can tell the voice has changed and we're getting the TalkBack hints. So there's no doubt that the TalkBack screen reader is running and I'll move through.
Podcasts. Cast. Disconnected. Update. Press show hide played content. Add new podcast. Press search plus space to activate. More options, button. By continuing, you agree to accept our policy.
This is a pretty big deal, actually, because if you remember the demonstration I did where we went into the Podcast Addict at the end of our last Chromebook session, you'll remember there appeared to be quite a few unlabeled buttons in there. But now that we have TalkBack running on the Chromebook, it's really come alive. I mean, this looks like Podcast Addict on my Samsung phone now. And it does appear that if I remain in TalkBack mode and press the search key with K, I can get some help here.
Navigate to next item, search plus arrow right. Press search plus space to activate.
All right, we're in a menu where we can activate these functions if we just go ahead and use the standard commands. I think I can now arrow through this.
Navigate to previous item, search plus arrow left. Navigate to above item, search plus arrow up. Navigate to below item, search plus arrow down. Navigate to first item, search plus control plus arrow left. Navigate to last item, search plus control plus arrow right. Navigate to next word, search plus shift plus control plus arrow right. Navigate to previous word, search plus shift plus control plus arrow left. Navigate to next character, search plus shift plus arrow right. Navigate to previous character, search plus shift plus arrow left. Perform click search plus space. List. Perform long click search plus shift plus space. List end. Back search plus del. List end.
So we've got these keyboard commands here. If I alt tab back.
Podcast Addict, Window.
And TalkBack should be active again.
Podcasts, light theme off, switch. Get started.
I haven't had an opportunity to play extensively with TalkBack on my Chromebook since Trenton told me that it exists. But goodness me, this is such good value for money, isn't it? You've got two screen readers on this device and you can easily get to TalkBack. So just to recap, we did this by pressing the search key with A or the ChromeVox key with A, because it may not be the search key in every case, followed by the right bracket key. Now, if I press the ChromeVox key with A, we get no feedback there, but now I'll push the left bracket key.
Podcasts. Application.
Now ChromeVox is running again.
Open navigation sidebar. Podcast. Update. Show slash hide played content. Add new podcast. More options. Button. Podcasts.
So it's all right, but I just think that having TalkBack giving the feedback that you would expect in an Android app seems to be more intuitive. And obviously, if you've got a Chromebook with a touchscreen, I imagine the experience would be pretty impressive. So thanks, Trenton. That is a gold mine of information you provided us with there, and I appreciate that. That's what makes this Mosinet Large community so special.
Be the first to know what's coming in the next episode of Mosinet Large. Opt into the Mosin media list and receive a brief email on what's coming, so you can get your contribution in ahead of the show. You can stop receiving emails anytime. To join, send a blank email to media-subscribe@mosin.org. That's media-subscribe@mosen.org. Stay in the know with Mosin at Large.